The thundering in Melanie Cross's ears increased as her breath became shallow. Palms sweaty, she bit her lip and nervously tapped her foot as she took in her surroundings. The lobby looked like a palace. Tall, cream-colored pillars and chocolate molding surrounded the opulent sitting area. Gorgeous light fixtures with teardrop crystals hung from the walls and the ceiling, giving the room a soft glow, warm and inviting. But she didn't want to feel invited. She wanted to leave, run away, and never look back. What was she thinking? Melanie was a smart, hard-working person, a freshly printed PhD in nuclear chemistry, and a painstakingly long 900-page, leather-bound thesis sat on her desk proved it. She could accomplish things on her own. Her ideas were acclaimed, and her work referenced numerous times. Any job her heart desired, now hers for the asking. Because of this, she was about to bypass the normal postdoc route of working underneath yet another professor. Now she would be an associate professor with her own research group at an Ivy League university. She gained a few close friends over the years, and even though she didn't have an overly active social life, okay, she didn't have one to speak of, she thought her life was just peachy. Yet her friends thought with all of the accomplishments in her educational career, she was still uptight. Some even said she was missing her ideal husband. But her closest friend, Larissa, decided she just needed to get laid. Mel thought back to when her best friend first told her this crazy idea.
"Really, Melanie, when was the last time you got laid? First year? Even earlier? It's ridiculous! You are practically a born-again virgin!"
Larissa laughed at her own joke and then slid a business card across her newly cleared-off lab bench.
"What's this?"
A name printed on the card, Jamison Services, stared back at her.
"You're sending me to a gigolo?"
She gasped and tried to throw the card away before Larissa quickly swiped it from her hands.
"No, the Jamisons are contractors. The man who owns it is an acquaintance of mine. He built the new greenhouse at my parents'. Come on, you need a date and so does he. It is only for one evening, and sex isn't required. But honestly, the way those Jamison boys are built, you'll be dropping your panties at his command."
Larissa lifted one eyebrow and laughed again.
"Oh, I don't think so. I'm not that desperate. It's just that I've been so focused on my work that I didn't have time to date a man, let alone look for one."
Melanie knew she could have just looked across the lab bench for the last 5 years to find a date. But really, Timmy wasn't at all that worth to look at.
"Honey, you are too rigid. You need one night off before you skip ahead to the next part of your life. Call the number on the card and talk to Jasper. He's the brother of the guy I think would be perfect for you. Do it and get laid."
She laughed, pushing the card in Melanie's hand. Somewhere deep down, Melanie knew Larissa was right. Melanie didn't throw the card away. She couldn't. Now 6 weeks later, she found herself sitting in the Hilton Resort in Seattle, about to vomit on the new black fuck-me pumps Larissa forced her to wear.
"Miss, are you okay?"
At the sound of a deep voice, her head shot up to look at a very handsome man. Dark-skinned, with piercing eyes, he surveyed her.
"Oh my. Is this her date?" "Oh, I'm fine. Just getting the nerve to walk into the bar. To get even more nerve to wait for my date."
She winced at how fast and squeaky she spoke, but really, why was she even here?
"I'm the manager, Lance Morse. Let me walk you to the bar and get you a shot of that nerve."
He winked, and she smiled at him. Melanie took a deep breath.
"Okay.